Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want. Work it out.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have discovered their life purpose and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about relationships, but really career, very much so. I have two lovely guests today, Beth Soboloff and Ginny Just. Beth has been in the business world since 1973 and is currently a website designer with birchwoodenterprises.com, which was established in 2002. Am I getting all that information right? I forgot to ask you both.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then Ginny Just has been in the graphic design industry since 1975, and you can find her at notjustgraphicdesign.com. I love how you incorporated your last name in there. They've formed together an interesting partnership called Two Grannies on the Road. Beth and Ginny, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, you are so delightful, both of you. I love hanging around with you. So first, we want to talk about the relevancy of baby boomers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, well, before we even go into that, how did you both meet?
We met at a BNI meeting.
Did you really?
I had joined a BNI group, and Beth came in maybe 4 to 6 months afterwards. I can't remember the exact amount of months, but we hit it off right away, and I mean, our businesses were close.
Of course.
Around graphic mm-hmm. design and web design, so.
You're in the same sphere.
Sphere.
I have trouble with that word. Now, Beth, how did you come up with the idea of the Two Grannies on the Road?
Well, I had been in business for maybe 7 years on my own, and actually, I was kind of having a little pity party for myself. I was like, I never get to take a vacation. I never get to go anywhere. You can't leave your business for 3 months and mm-hmm. get in a van and go across the country. And, you know, the finances and, the resources weren't there to do it. Then I said, wait a second. I have a virtual business. I could do it from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could make this work. Mm. How could I make this work? So I was trying to turn lemons into lemonades.
There you go.
Lemonade, I should say.
I love it.
So, yeah, then I thought, well, you know, I don't want to go alone. That wouldn't be any fun. Mm. And I wasn't seeing anyone at the time. So I thought, who could I get to go with me? Oh, Ginny Just. I bet she'd be up for the adventure.
Now, you weren't living together at the time.
No.
Okay, because you're roommates.
Right.
Okay, so you weren't living together at the time.
No, this was 5 or 6 years ago.
And still you mentioned it to her.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and so as soon as I thought of the two of us together, I thought, oh, Two Grannies on the Road.
I love it. It's so cute. Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, why do you think it's important for you, or why is it important to inspire and encourage baby boomers to live out their dreams? Because you mentioned to me on the phone that, you know, so many don't feel like they're relevant.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They're getting kicked out of corporate jobs they've had for 30 or 40 years and being replaced with young kids that can get paid less.
Mm.
And they're suddenly feeling very irrelevant. Sometimes it's because they're not up on technology as well. But baby boomers are not irrelevant. Mm. And we want to inspire them to live their dreams no matter what. Who cares what other people think? We know that we're full of wisdom and knowledge and experience, and we have a lot to offer the world. we want to encourage baby boomers to do that.
Mm. Now, when did you see the need to bridge that gap between the baby boomers and the millennials?
Actually, it was meeting with a young woman who was 25 years old. She was a coach. She did all sorts of things. She was a director at BNI at the age of 25. I mean, she was just so enthusiastic, and she told us her story. Mm. And she packed so much into those 25 years. It was just amazing to listen to her. Huh. And she was so excited about our intentions that she just kept asking question after question after question.
Huh.
And, you know, every time we would mention what baby boomers view millennials as, you know, they're selfish, they're lazy, they don't do anything except poke their nose into their phone, iPhones, and
yeah.
so forth. And she said, that's not the way we are. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. And
we're not getting credit on either end.
Right.
Whether
true.
You're a millennial or a baby boomer.
Yeah,
that's
you're,
true.
You know, you're not getting credit. Yeah.
Right.
That's what I hear. Okay.
So then there were some other young women that I ran into at a trade show we were at, and they loved the idea. And I said, you know, we're getting a better response from people your age than we are from people our age. And one of them said, well, we have Grammys too, and we would like to see them do something like this.
Oh my God. This is so adorable.
Between the two things, we just realized that we needed to bridge that gap.
Yeah. And what you're doing is so unique. Like, it really, truly is, because at one point we had talked, Beth and I, about the millennials, they're all on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
some of the baby boomers are struggling or challenged by social media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yes.
perfect. It's a perfect fit.
We're actually setting up a tech day with the honors students at East Bridgewater High School.
Really?
Where baby boomers or people, you know, elderly, whoever, can come in and sit down with them and say, I just got this new iPad. I have no idea what to do with it. Or can you set me up with Skype because my grandchildren are in Seattle, Washington.
Mm.
And they can help them.
It's perfect. And you know what? I just thought to myself, my mother-in-law is always asking my teenage boys yeah. to help her exactly, you know, with the iPad. So
right.
it's such a perfect fit, a perfect combination.
Right.
Now, who is the ideal boomer that you want to help? Shall we just call them boomers?
Yeah. Yeah.
We can call them boomers. We can boom boom back
yes.
with the best of them.
You bet it.
I love it. So who's the ideal boomer that you want to help?
I would say one who is looking to reinvent themselves.
Because it's not just about the social media.
No.
Oh, no.
It's not just about getting, you know, help with some of those things. It's going even deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Baby boomers are not retiring. They're retreading. Get that? Tires, treads?
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, and, you know, I usually say encore career,
mm-hmm.
you know, so a lot of people
that
are having
term.
That encore career, but that has
yep.
nothing to do with treads or tires. But anyway,
no.
So yours is better. So go ahead.
Well, that term has been used as well in terms of reimagining, reinventing themselves. Mm. A lot of baby boomers are doing that. But a lot of them feel like, well, I want to open a restaurant, but I can't do that. I've never owned a business. I've never owned a restaurant.
Mm.
Or I want to do this or I want to do that. But they don't know how to do it, and they don't think they can do it because they're too old.
Yes. Okay.
And
all right.
so
and they don't have the resources.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then, you know, are you bringing a sense of a package to the table when you go on the road? The picnic table, we should say, right? I'm just kidding. So are you bringing that sort of a package to the table?
Well, in more ways than one. I mean, almost truly, because we've come up with a thing with the help of other people in Beth's BNI group.
Oh.
We came up with this package, this booklet, mm-hmm. that tells what somebody trying to start a business
okay.
needs to take into consideration.
Who all the need, basics.
All the basics of who they have to talk to, most
mm-hmm.
primarily.
Okay. All right. So, and it says, so you want to start a business, and this is an entrepreneur's guide to success.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break, so I hope you'll stay with us. I'm with Beth Soboloff and Ginny Just, and they are with 2grannies on the road.com, so you have to go check them out. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article, or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mama Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mama Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mama Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mama Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. Powerful, spicy women. We're all very spicy, aren't we? And yes. That was the Spice Girls, Something Kind of Funny, which I thought was really great because it is kind of funny. Two grannies on the road. It's a little silly. Right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
You want it to, the intention is for it to be somewhat silly.
Yes.
Well, you know, she's the older, funner, adventurous granny. Yeah.
And you're the younger,
level-headed,
stern, practical. Okay.
Not stern, just level-headed.
Wait, all right, you know we're not on camera. This is only, they can't see you like gagging yourself with a spoon.
That's right. Where I say, well, at least I remember what I had for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was so cute. You guys are adorable together. All right, so now you did mention you belong to BNI, which is Business Networking International, and you also belong to chambers and things like that. Where do you want to go throughout the U.S., and are you already collaborating with other networking groups and chambers and things like that?
Yes, we want to go. This was meant to be a winter trip where we would go straight south and to Jacksonville, Florida. Well, actually to Disney, too.
Yeah.
And then go west along maybe Route 10.
Okay.
All the way to California. Mm-hmm. Come up the coast a little bit to around L.A. L.A. And then come back a little bit further
north.
But still, we would go through
about Wyoming, Colorado.
Not
quite that far north.
Like the upper parts of the states of Oklahoma. But then go into like Tennessee, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd be curving back up.
Dare I say this is the first trip that you're scheduling. This is the first sort of route. I'm sure once you do it, you're going to do it again.
Yep.
Yes.
And again and again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is the response so far for the other places that you're going to visit, especially with the networking?
Well, people love the idea of what we're doing. They're excited. I would say they might be more excited about the trip itself than anything else. But we've also gotten really great response with our ideas of holding workshops or seminars with baby boomers and helping them collaborate and cooperate to get together and help each other. We want to leave behind us groups of people that have that help and cooperate with each other. Like, I would like nothing better than to form a mastermind in every city that we go to of baby boomers that can help each other be successful.
There's so many opportunities here. And I was just whispering, I'm getting goosebumps as you're talking, because it is a fun road trip, but you're accomplishing so much while you're out there.
Yes.
And there's so much opportunity for others to sort of climb on board your little party train or bus or RV, where we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a big part of it is doing the interviews as well. So wherever we go, we'll find a baby boomer who has reinvented themselves, interview them, and have them tell their story, because their stories are inspirational to other people who will say, if she could do it, I can do it.
And so you gave an example. I saw one of your videos about a variety of different people. And so somebody that might have a fun, quirky business, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then how are you going to incorporate the work and the fun stuff? Like, as you're on the road?
Well, actually, we're going to be doing a lot of, helping businesses, actually helping them with what we know the best, which is graphic design and web design.
Yes, and SEO and all that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if a potential customer, doesn't have any of this, well, we're here to help. And we're hoping that we'll have the vehicle and the equipment and so forth so that we can actually work while we're traveling.
That's right.
Literally traveling.
Okay.
Not just when we stop,
Yes. Oh, work while you're actually traveling. So if one of you's driving, the other one can be working.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
Wonderful world we live in.
That's, yep. I know. It's such a fantastic idea. It's really a fantastic idea. Now, how are you going to capture all the experiences and the events? Because you've done some zip lining and you're doing some great things here in New England.
Yep.
And you're going to do some fun things while you're on the road, too. How are you capturing everything?
Video.
Yes, we'll be videotaping everything, the interviews. What we'd like to do is be able to take a lot of footage and then send it back to our video editor to put shows together, put those on YouTube, put them on our website.
Yes.
And we have our own television show on East Bridgewater Community Television.
And there we have learned a lot about how to use the cameras, we're learning more and more about how doing the editing. So,
as have I, yes. You know, so we may be able,
yeah.
Okay. And we'll also do video blogging.
Video blog. Yeah, I can't wrap my brain around that yet. What does that mean?
You're just putting up a video where you would put a blog post. Instead of writing it, you stick a video in there.
Oh, okay.
Mostly what we do on a web page, if you want to get technical about it, is we link it from YouTube.
Oh.
We embed it from YouTube.
Now, what is, how are you going to attain this RV? Are you looking for a sponsor for the RV?
We most certainly are.
Okay. All right. And so it doesn't matter. Right now, you're not locked in with anyone.
No.
Okay. No. All right. So you're open.
So we have sent proposals out to a number of different RV companies.
Okay.
We have sent proposals out to places like La Quinta.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel chain, so that if we don't want to be in the
actual
RV every single night, maybe we get a night stay, that type of thing.
Okay.
We're looking for proposals to go to companies like New York Life and a AAA and so forth, so that we
perfect collaboration.
Things that have to do with travel, that have to do with seniors, that have to do with baby boomers.
Yes.
That has to do with traveling.
Mm. Or businesses even. Staples.
Business. You go.
Constant contact.
Now wait, who's bringing the pet? Somebody's bringing a pet on the trip. All right, what's your pet?
His name is Bear, and he's a dachshund.
Okay.
A full standard size dachshund, so he's like 25 pounds as opposed to 17.
Oh, okay. Even pet stores.
Yes, we've already sent some out to PetSmart and places like that.
All right. And then how are you going to brand other businesses? On the RV itself, are you doing that?
Yes.
Yes, we hope to have their logos. Our big sponsors will have their logos on the side of the RV.
Like magnets?
No. Wraps.
Wraps.
We'll do it right.
Yeah. Well, what is a wrap?
Well,
it's just literally it's not paint.
No.
Right. It's a vinyl and it sticks right to it. It looks like paint.
Oh.
You can take it off, but it's hard to take off. It doesn't fall off very easily, so it's not going to fall off.
I was going to say, because magnets will come off, and you don't want to crowd all your windows with stickers of everybody's bit, and then you can't see out the windows.
But
I'm concerned about you driving.
No, these wraps, you can see through them.
Oh, you can see through the wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, they do make them that you can, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because some cars are fully wrapped.
You see them on buses.
But you can see out the window.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That is really cool.
Yeah.
And what you're already collaborating with businesses, I'm sure, on the wraps.
We're trying to, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
But we can do other things as well. For instance, when we have a workshop, we can have materials available from New York Life or from AARP and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. So. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. I am with Beth and Ginny, and they are twogranniesontheroad.com. So you can go there for more information, and they have tons of information on sponsorships. So like lower levels, like sponsor a tank of gas all the way up to really high, big dollar levels.
Right.
Yes.
You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit Unveiling. yourself.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at powerfulwomenrevealed.com. And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I wish we could listen to the song longer. I love it. My guests are Beth and Ginny, and they are twogranniesontheroad.com. And really, you know, the whole thing that we're talking about, everything, it's all about collaboration.
Yes.
So you're collaborating with the baby boomers, you're collaborating with the millennials, and then you're taking it even further and you're collaborating it with different businesses that, whether they're bigger businesses or smaller ones, that want to sort of partner and help sponsor your trip.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. Really, it's all about collaboration. What do you think is the biggest challenge for baby boomers who have turned into and had this encore career into small business?
I think it's trying to do it all on their own. Not asking for help or not knowing who to reach out to.
Or what to do first.
Right.
Right? Because there's so many things, there's so many hats you have to wear as a small business owner. So what to do first, who to reach out to. And you guys are helping with the main bread and butter, if you will, of a small business. Mm-hmm. It really is an internet presence and a brand.
Right.
So you're coming, you're traveling, you're saying, here we are, even if you know somebody, here we are, our team. And, you know, it's a great thing that you're offering this, and you two are collaborating.
Yes. Yes.
So it's such a huge collaboration. Now, what are you most looking forward to about helping them?
I'm looking forward to being able to leave them with a sense that they can accomplish their goals. They can do what it is they want to do. They can achieve it.
Mm.
And with tools that they can use to do that, with a team of people to help them, whether it's a mastermind group or just an advisory board or a team of people around them that can help them with the things that they can't do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And just a sense that, yes, I can do what it is that I really want to do. I can do it.
Yeah, because if you keep that passion in the forefront, and I know you have to think about the how. At some point, you have to think about the how. But I personally feel like don't worry about the how. Keep your passion, and then people like you will just fall into your lap, right?
Yeah, essentially. It happens, yes.
And, and so you're going to help people. And how long are you going to stay in each town? You don't know.
Oh, boy, we don't know yet.
Yeah,
it's going to depend. Like Savannah, Georgia is a great place that we really want to explore. Maybe some places we won't stay as long, but I would say
generally
2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
We want some adventures, we want to have some meetings, and we want to do some interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Every place we go. So.
Okay. So adventures. What kind of adventures do you have your bucket lists?
That's my job.
Okay. That's your job is to sort of organize.
Yep.
And
yep.
Find the adventures.
Find the adventures. Okay. One of the things that I really want to do, I found this place in Northwest Arkansas that has an entire very long street where every house is haunted.
Oh, I read something about that.
And I want to go there.
Really?
She doesn't and it's, so much, and it, but I do.
So really, like truly haunted?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And there's a collaboration there.
they're
collaborating.
On the other side.
Well, they're collaborating with each other, I mean, on the street. But yes, on the other side as well. Now, Beth and I talked about this on the phone. I want to walk on coals, and I haven't done that. I don't really have a bucket list, but I just try to keep doing stuff and, not really having it, fill up a bucket. But what other things are going to be on your list? So the haunted house.
Well, there's one.
The haunted house lane.
One
street.
That she wants to do. Tell them.
Graceland.
Oh, Graceland. But that's pretty cool. Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't want to go there.
But there's also zip lining down the main street in Las Vegas.
In Vegas.
We weren't even going to go to Vegas until we found out about this particular zip line.
I can't believe they're zip lining right over the city.
In the downtown area, not even on the strip. And you on the top of a building
afraid,
to another top of a building.
I'm afraid to do it. Just to begin with, because
really?
I don't know. Did you have like stomach flutters and weird things happening while you were just flying through the air?
Well,
did you do that?
Down in Sandwich.
Oh,
at the Adventure
Park.
Park
at Heritage
that was
Museum.
In Sandwich?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And the zip line is actually a small part of it. The most of it is you're walking in the trees.
Oh.
Literally.
You're walking ropes and things like that.
Oh, to get to the first point.
You're going through barrels that are about 6 feet around and you have to go through them. And then you have a space that you have to go over to get to the next one.
Are you scared of anything? Are you scared of anything?
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I am not
jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
Oh, okay.
If she wants to do that, she's doing it on her own.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be at Graceland. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. All
we
right.
We gotta go whitewater rafting.
Okay.
Yes, now, down the Colorado River, yeah.
Now, what is your biggest challenge with the whole concept? Because it's obviously fun, it's collaboration, you know, you're bridging this gap. What is the biggest challenge?
Getting the funding.
Okay. All right. Well, you've had the concept for a few years now.
Yep.
And yes. Then you've kind of gone full force in the past year.
Yes.
So when do you anticipate that you actually want to leave New England? Because you're doing everything locally here first.
Well, yes. Actually, we were just talking this week about wanting to do one to Ohio, because there's one person in particular that we want to interview who's at the age of 55 or so. He decided he didn't want to be in corporate America. He couldn't stand it anymore, and he became a minister.
Oh, okay. So you already are vetting people that you want to interview.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So he's in Ohio, and then we can take that and go into Pennsylvania, and then we can take that and go into Ohio.
Oh.
Because we have relatives.
Okay.
Yeah. Our whole family's there almost, and she has a brother.
In Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other relatives throughout the U.S.? That you're going to go visit?
She's got plenty of them.
Plenty?
All over the place.
All over? Okay. So you're going to try to hit.
Austin, Oklahoma.
You're going to try to, you know, visit,
yes.
Not hit. You're not going there to beat them up. You want to go visit as many of your relatives as you can. Okay.
I've got cousins in, you know, Georgia and Arizona. And, it'd be fun.
Okay. All right. And then, who would be, you know, we talked about this earlier about, you know, wrapping the RV. Who would be your ideal interstate sponsor?
Somebody like La Quinta. Because
and that's the hotel chain that you
mentioned.
That's
the hotel chain.
Okay.
And they happen to be have the most facilities on our particular route for the big trip.
Oh, okay. You know, I've never heard of them before. Are they
really?
New or they've been around probably for 30 years and I just... Okay. All right. Well, I just don't stay at hotels enough.
They're down south, mostly.
Oh, mostly down south.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I think they do own hotels with other names that you'd be familiar with.
Yeah.
Okay. And then who would be your ideal local sponsor? Because there's a lot of people locally that can work globally.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right?
People that have their companies here, but they sell products on the internet, so that goes everywhere.
Yes.
You know, Wicked Good Cupcakes. We know Tracy Wheeler Noonan. A TripAdvisor is located in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Constant Contact is in Waltham.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of local companies that actually are national and international. Anyone that has a target audience of baby boomers or travelers or even...
And the pets?
Even businesses, yes, and pets.
Mm-hmm. Small businesses and teenagers. Anybody that's really targeting... kids that are going to college. Really? College, maybe? Yeah. All right. All right. Yep. Well, we got to take one more break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guests are Beth and Ginny, and they are two grannies on the road.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court. Using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guests are Beth and Jenny, and they are with twogranniesontheroad.com. So you can go there for more information. Are you listing each of your websites on the Two Grannies website?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Well, if not, get on that. Get on that.
Get right on it.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to talk about competition. How do you feel about competition?
Well, I feel that competition is only a step away from cooperation. There's a term that I learned when I was studying internet marketing called co-opetition.
Mm. Oh, I thought you coined it.
I did not coin it. Uh-huh. No, I'd like to take credit, but I, no.
Well, you said it so nicely that I thought for sure you discovered that word yourself. Okay.
Well, there's actually a book about it, but nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
It's the idea of people that you would normally think of as competition working together so that everyone can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find it in for instance, I can tell you about a group of people who have cleaning businesses.
I love this story. Go ahead, go.
And they, you know, you'd think of them as competition. They don't work really far apart. They're in the same general area. But they get together and buy their supplies together so that they can all get a break on the price.
This just makes my heart so happy to hear that. It does.
Right?
It does. It's like, oh my gosh, what a great idea.
Yes.
And you know them.
Yes, I do. I do.
I want to know who they are. That is a fantastic idea.
I hear stories like that all the time, though.
Mm,
I really do. People that you think might be in competition, but they do things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I cooperate and work with other web designers.
Yeah.
They may do something that I don't do, or they may not do search engine optimization, and I do.
And you help each other or complement each other, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you do the same with graphic design? Just
I have a certain style of illustration, for instance, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
So being able to work with another web graphic designer that has a different style of illustration, we can help each other out a lot.
Mm-hmm. And you can reach more places
together.
Yep. Right. Together we stand. It's the sort of thing, right?
Right.
Now, we talked about visiting family, but we didn't talk about the family that's here.
Mm-hmm.
So your road trip, do you think it's going to be like a 6 month or a 12 month? How long do you think it's going to be?
About three.
Oh, 3 months.
We think 3 or 4 months for that trip.
Okay,
the first trip.
The first one.
Yeah.
Second one might be a little longer or shorter. Depending. I'm looking at you. Do you remember when Oprah and Gail did the road trip thing? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, I haven't watched Oprah in a long time, and she hasn't even had her show.
She doesn't have a regular show.
Yeah. But I remember way years ago, her and Gail did the road trip thing, and you're reminding me of them. And I just think it's great. And they had all these, quirks and things that bugged each other about each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One would want peace and quiet, and the other one wants music and dance. And so how are you going to handle all of those things together?
Well, we figured out a phrase that we're going to use.
You're going to?
Oink, oink.
Oh, oink, oink. And that's your code word for bug off.
Yeah.
Or
stop hogging me.
Stop hogging me.
You're hogging my space.
You're hogging my space. That's right, because you're going to be in a small space together.
Yeah.
I imagine so, yes.
It's going to be exciting, though. Are you best friends?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you've known each other for how many years now?
About 13.
13, yeah. I think that's
okay. Okay. But you haven't been best friends for 13 years.
We started out pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we lived together for a while, and then we went our separate ways, and then we came back together again about a year ago.
Oh, all right.
And are living together again.
Now, our significant others are not thrilled about us leaving for 3 months.
I was
going to
say. I know. You just got engaged.
Yes. But, my fiancé
But he knew. He knew before.
He knew
before you got engaged that you had already planned this.
Yep.
And he's so supportive,
He pouts a lot.
And people say, so what do you think, Roger? And he'll say, I love it.
Yeah.
And then cry. I love it. Oh, cry.
and now who else are you leaving behind? Because you're bringing the dog.
Yes.
Six grandchildren with me, two grandchildren for her.
Yeah. Oh. See, and I had to put that safe and sound song in there because I just kept thinking, I just want you to be safe everywhere you go.
Oh,
so I'll be your little
Don't
angel.
Worry. We're taking a self-defense class as well.
Yes.
I want to do that.
Yep.
And I want to bring some women together and do it together. So
I'll give you a referral.
Yeah. I already am collaborating with somebody right now.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
All right. Now, what is the best advice you ever gave someone?
I had a student. I used to teach at Cape Cod Community College. I taught graphic design. And I had a student that was really, really good. And he was an excellent illustrator. And all of a sudden one day he told me that he was applying to ITT Technical School.
Okay, so.
And I almost cried.
Because?
He was wasting his talent.
Aww.
And I sat down with him numerous times, and he finally got accepted to art school.
Aww.
I don't remember which one off the top of my head. But
now, Beth, what do you think is the most important? We're almost out of time. What do you think is the most important thing to remember when you own your own small business?
That you can't do it all alone. You can't be good at everything. Ask for help. Surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Excellent. Well, we're out of time. You do have a book coming out. I just want to squeeze that in there.
Yeah.
I want to thank Beth and Ginny for being here. They are with Two Grannies on the Road. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday. Follow twogranniesontheroad.com as well. Tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.
Bye.